Welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast from Orem Public Library. Are you ready to play? Let's go! Hello, friends! My name is Miss Amy, and I'm so happy you came to play today. I hope you brought your special grown-up with you. It is so important to bring your special grown-up because interacting with each other and doing the activities together will make the biggest difference, not only in how much fun you have, but how well you learn the important skills we'll be practicing. So lean over, give your special grown-up a big high five, and tell them thank you for being so amazing.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for story time today because we are going to talk about the wonderful, amazing, spectacular world of science. And we're going to be scientists. But wait, we may have just used some brand new words that you might not recognize yet. Let's see if we can figure out what the word science and scientist mean. Let's say the word science. Repeat after me. Science. Very good. Can you hear what letter the word science starts with? S. What letter is that? Excellent. It is the letter S. Now let's try clapping the word. Let's see how many parts it has. Are you ready? Science. Wow. How many word parts did that word have? Let's do it one more time. Science. How many parts did you hear? That's right. It has two word parts. Now that you are an expert at saying the word, what does it mean? Science is learning all about the world around you by looking with your eyes, asking questions, and experimenting. A scientist is a curious person who asks why and looks for answers to their questions. Have you ever asked someone why something happens? Then you are a scientist! Did you know that? You're a pretty smart, special kid. When I was little, I asked a lot of questions like, why was the sky blue? Where did dinosaurs live? Why can't I see a dinosaur today? What are planets? What is the moon made of? Why do some animals live in warm places and some animals in cold places? What happens when I swallow my cereal in the morning? Why do I sneeze? Have you ever asked some of those questions? What are some of the things you are curious about? What are some things you love learning about? I want you to tell your special grown-up one thing that you love learning about. And then your special grown-up is going to tell you something they are curious about. Are you ready? Talk! Wow, you are both very curious about some cool things. And both of you are great scientists. Oh, a scientist is a person that loves to study and learn about the world around them. Let's sing a song about some of the wonderful things scientists might study. One thing I love to learn about is whales. So the song would go like this. I am a scientist, and you can point to yourself. I ask the question why. I like to study the big, big world. Can you do your hands in a big circle? And use my curious mind. Use your finger to point to your brain. I like to study whales. I ask the question why. I like to study the whales and use my curious mind. Let's think of some other things scientists might study. What about space? Do you love learning about the sun and moon and planets and rockets? Let's sing our song again, and this time we'll use the word space. I am a scientist. I ask the question why. I like to study the big, big world and use my curious mind. I like to study space. I ask the question why. I like to study outer space and use my curious mind. That was fantastic. What is another thing you think scientists might study? What about the human body? Your body does so many amazing things. I bet you have lots of questions about how and why your body does certain things. This would be a great thing to sing about in our song. Let's sing it again. I am a scientist. I ask the question why. I like to study the big, big world and use my curious mind. I like to study the body. I ask the question why. I like to study the human body and use my curious mind. You are wonderful at singing. This time, I want you to choose what you want to sing about. Remember what you told your special grown-up about what you wanted to learn about? Let's use that in the song. We'll sing together, but you get to sing the word you want to learn about. Ready? I am a scientist. I ask the question why. I like to study the big, big world and use my curious mind. I like to study. I ask the question why. I like to study and use my curious mind. Oh, you really are wonderful, curious scientists. Give yourself a big round of applause. Did you know that when scientists have a question, they use a special recipe to find the answer? Would you like to learn the recipe? First, they predict. That means to guess why they think something is happening. Second, they plan an experiment to test their prediction or guess. Third, they do their experiment to see if their prediction is right, and they watch closely at what happens. And finally, they tell other people about what they learned. So the magic recipe for scientists is predict, plan, experiment, watch. Let's clap those steps together so that we can learn the words. Can you remember all of them? I'll help you. Ready? Predict, plan, experiment, watch. Predict, plan, experiment, watch. Let's do it a little faster. Do you think you can do that faster? I know you can. Here we go. Predict, plan, experiment, watch. Predict, plan, experiment, watch. Can you stomp your feet and clap your hands while we say the words? This is tricky. Let's go slow again, and then we can get a little faster. Here we go. Predict, plan, experiment, watch. Predict, plan, experiment, watch. Predict, plan, experiment, watch. Wow, you have learned the magic recipe for being a scientist. You are going to learn some amazing things. Give yourself a big cheer for working so hard and being so smart. Surprise! Today, I have a very special story for you. In this story, there are three little pigs that are going to need your help. They need a scientist to help them figure out the answer to some questions they have. Do you think you can help them out? I know you can. Let's see what's going on. Once upon a time, in a beautiful green forest, there lived three little pigs. The oldest pig's name was Charlie, the middle pig's name was Benny, and the youngest pig was called Petunia. One sunny morning, the three little pigs gathered around their mother, who had some important advice to give them. She knew that the world beyond their cozy little home was filled with both wonder and danger. "My dear children," she said, "it's time for you to go out into the world and build your own homes. But be careful. There is a big bad wolf in the forest who would love nothing more than to have a piggy for his dinner. Each of you must build a strong and sturdy house to protect yourselves." Well, Charlie, Benny, and Petunia kissed their mother goodbye and set out through the beautiful green forest to find a place to build their new homes. Although Charlie was the oldest pig, he was also the most lazy. Building a new home sounded hard, and he just wanted to play. When he came to the first clearing in the forest, he set down his backpack and looked around for something to build his new home with. Charlie saw straw spread around on the ground and thought, maybe I'll use this straw to build my house. It's not heavy, I don't have to make anything, and I'll get it built quickly. But then he stopped and thought about what his mother had said about the big bad wolf. Would straw be able to protect him if the wolf came? Scientist, what do you think? Is straw a good material to build a strong house with? What do you predict will happen if the wolf comes to a house made of straw? Let's make a plan and try a little experiment. See if you can find some straw or even some grass. Now hold the straw or grass in your hand. Does it feel heavy enough to build strong walls? What happens if you take a big breath and blow on it? As a scientist, would you tell Charlie that straw was a good choice or a bad choice? Talk with your special grown-up about what you learned from your experiment. Well, Charlie decided to build his house with straw, and after quickly putting it together, he climbed in and promptly fell asleep. All that walking and building had made him tired. He'd think about that big bad wolf later. Benny and Petunia continued walking. After a while, they came to a pretty little stream running through the middle of the woods with lots of trees for shade and sticks on the ground. Benny stopped and looked at the sticks. He was tired of walking and just wanted to get his house built so he could read his new comic book. But then he stopped and thought about what his mother had said about the big bad wolf. Would a stick house be able to protect him if the wolf came? Cutting down a tree or looking for big branches would take too much time. The sticks were already lying on the ground. All he had to do was pick them up and build a quick house. Then he could get back to his comic book. Scientists, what do you think? Are little sticks a good thing to build a strong house with? What do you predict will happen if the wolf comes to a house made of sticks? Let's make a plan and try another experiment. Can you find some sticks on the ground? Now hold the sticks in your hand. Does it feel heavy enough to build strong walls? Try bending the sticks. Do they break easily or are they hard to break? What happens if you take a big breath and blow on them? As a scientist, would you tell Benny that sticks were a good choice or a bad choice? Talk with your special grown-up about what you learned from your experiment. Benny was a little worried about that wolf his mother had told him about, but then he thought about his comic book and quickly started gathering sticks so he could get his house built quickly. After a bit, Benny decided he was done and sat down in his stick house to continue reading his comic book. Petunia continued to walk. She thought about that big bad wolf her mother had warned them about. Even though Petunia really wanted to finish writing that song she had started on her guitar, she knew she would be nervous if she didn't have a strong house to protect her. Petunia thought and thought about what would be a good material to build a strong house out of. As she was walking, she passed a pig with a load of bricks in his cart. Bricks! She had an idea. Petunia stopped the pig and asked, "Excuse me, sir, are you selling those bricks in your cart?"
"Why, yes, I am," he replied. "I was just taking them into town."
"May I buy your bricks to make a house with? Would you mind following me?" The pig pulled his cart into a beautiful meadow, and he and Petunia unloaded all the bricks onto the ground. They were heavy, and she knew it was going to be hard work to build her house, but she thought about the wolf and knew that if she took the time to build a strong, sturdy house, then she would never need to be afraid. Scientists, what do you think? Are bricks a good thing to build a strong house with? What do you predict will happen if the wolf comes to a house made of brick? Let's make a plan and try an experiment. See if you can find a brick or even a big rock. Now hold the brick or rock in your hands. Does it feel heavy enough to build strong walls? Does it break easily? What happens if you take a big breath and blow on it? Talk with your special grown-up about what you learned from your experiment. Well, Petunia worked and worked. Benny and Charlie came to visit their sister, but they made fun of how hard she was working. "Petunia, why are you doing all this work? We've never even seen a big bad wolf in the forest, but now you have no time to rest and play with us." And with that, they skipped back in the woods to go take a nap and read their comic books. Petunia watched them go. She wished they had offered to help her, but she turned back to her house and continued to build. After several days, her beautiful home was done. She felt so proud of how hard she had worked and the strong home she had built. It had sturdy walls and a big wooden door, and she knew she'd be safe if there was any trouble. That night, Petunia prepared to go to bed and get a good night's sleep. She was tired from all the effort it had taken to build a house of bricks. But all snug and safe, she turned out the light and fell into a deep sleep. Not far away, her brother Charlie was woken up by a knock at his door. The little straw house shook as he heard a big booming voice roar, little pig, let me in!" Charlie's legs were shaking, and he watched bits of straw fall down to the ground from the banging on the door. He peeked out the window. There stood the big bad wolf! With a shaky voice, Charlie said, "No, not by the hair of my chinny-chin-chin." The wolf gave a laugh, and said, "Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." Next thing he knew, Charlie was standing in a pile of straw, looking into the big, scary eyes of the wolf. With a shriek, Charlie took off into the woods until he reached his brother Benny's home. He banged on the door, and when Benny answered, he screamed, "Help! Help! The big bad wolf is chasing me!" Pretty soon they heard footsteps outside and felt the knocks of the wolf on the door. Little pigs, let me in!" roared the big bad wolf. Charlie and Benny watched the house of sticks shake as they fearfully answered, "Not by the hairs of our chinny-chin-chins!" The wolf laughed again and roared, "Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down!" Charlie and Benny heard the wolf take a deep breath and then watched as the sticks blew all around them. They only hesitated a moment before running as fast as they could to Petunia's house. "Help! Help!" they screeched as they pounded on the front door. Petunia sat up in bed. Who was banging on her door this time of night? She looked out her bedroom window and saw Benny and Charlie's terrified faces looking up at her. And coming out of the woods, she saw the big bad wolf running toward her house. Quickly, she raced downstairs and opened the door for her brothers. Once they were inside, she slammed it shut, locked and bolted the door, and silently they waited. Pretty soon, they heard the pounding on the door and the roar of the wolf.
Little pigs, let me in!
The house didn't move. The door was solid, and with confidence in her voice, Petunia calmly replied, "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin." The wolf was furious.
"Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down."
With that, he took a breath. A very, very big breath. And blew as hard as he could. The pigs waited. The wolf waited. Nothing happened. The wolf tried again. He took a breath. A very, very, very big breath. And blew as hard as he could. Nothing happened. The house stood perfectly still. The poor wolf was exhausted. He sat down on the front porch and started to cry. Petunia, Charlie, and Benny looked at each other in surprise. The big bad wolf was crying? Scientists, why do you think the big bad wolf is crying? Can you make a prediction and share it with your grown-up? Petunia had an idea. The three pigs went into the kitchen, and a few minutes later, they lowered a paper sack down to the wolf from the second floor window using a fishing pole. Puzzled, the wolf took the bag and looked inside. There was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a bag of chips, an apple, a chocolate chip cookie, and some delicious milk. The wolf devoured the delicious lunch. And with a wave of his hand and a "thank you," he headed down the path and into the woods, where the little three pigs never saw him again. As for the pigs, Charlie and Benny had learned a very important lesson about hard work, and together with Petunia's help, they built houses next door to each other, this time made out of solid bricks.
Wow, not only were you amazing listeners, but you were fantastic scientists. You used the secret recipe to help the little pigs figure out the right materials to make their homes out of. Give yourself a big pat on the back and a round of applause. Friends, it's almost time to go. But your work as a scientist doesn't have to end. There are so many wonderful opportunities for you to ask questions and then predict, plan, experiment, and observe. For example, what do you think will happen if you mix baking soda and vinegar together? What types of materials will magnets stick to? If you gather different items in your house, which ones will float and which ones will sink in water? The library is an amazing place to find books full of fun experiments, as well as books that help you answer any question you are curious about. You can also find books about great scientists who asked good questions and made amazing discoveries. Ask your librarian. They would love to help you. Grown-ups, please stay tuned at the end of this podcast for a special segment called Behind the Story, where we'll talk about some of the skills we use today in story time and how you can extend this learning and fun into everyday activities with your child. Before we go, I want to teach you our special homework song.
In this song, we sing about 5 important things we should be doing every single day in order to help our brains grow and be ready for learning to read and write. Are you ready? It goes like this. Read and write, sing and play, talk with me all day. These are the 5 things we do. Our brains will grow this way. Thank you again, my friends. You are such wonderful scientists. I'll see you next time here on Little Learner Storytime. Bye! Parents, thank you for joining me on this special segment. Children, especially young children, are the world's best scientists. They are full of curiosity and overflowing with questions about the world around them. They aren't afraid to try new things. They love observing new phenomena and still get excited at all the possibilities. Early literacy is the perfect place to embrace this curiosity and get your children excited not only about the many fields of science, but also the scientific method and how they can look for their own answers. Let's take a look at how the 5 early literacy principles can be used to encourage their scientific curiosity. First, reading. The library is full of amazing titles about a huge variety of topics that your child might be interested in. There are lots of books available which have been written specifically for every age group, even toddlers and preschoolers. Let your children choose the books that look interesting to them, even if they're the ones you wouldn't necessarily pick out yourself. Remember that reading a book can literally mean reading the text, but it can also mean looking at and discussing the pictures, creating new storylines, making predictions, acting things out, or simplifying by just reading a couple sentences per page. Help your children get excited about the nonfiction section of the library. The nonfiction books being written today are a marvelous pathway into so many topics. Second, writing. If your children are young, have them draw pictures of the things they love or are learning about. Encourage them to be creative by adding unique colors or features. Ask them what would happen if their fish had wings or the snake grew legs. Ask them to write down their stories or assist them in writing the words, and they can illustrate their explanation for different scientific principles. There are so many folk tales that provide fascinating explanations from different cultures for different scientific principles. Read those and ask them to write one of their own. Older children can make science journals and begin to write down their predictions, processes, and observations. Science isn't typically thought of as a creative process, but everything in science requires creativity and imagination. Tap into both the fiction and nonfiction side of science. Third, sing songs. A quick Google search will bring up endless songs about different scientific principles. When my own son was 4 years old, he had learned all the elements on the periodic table, the planets in the solar system, and most of the state capitals just from listening to songs in the car. Singing songs helps children better retain information and facts, creates deeper engagement, and makes learning lots of fun. Fourth, play. There is nothing more fun than making volcanoes explode, setting off rockets, testing which model of paper airplane flies the longest, what things float or sink, testing magnets, seeing which bubble gum makes the biggest bubbles, or which gum keeps its flavor the longest. Look at what's happening in the natural world around you. Why is there ice? Where do some animals go during the winter? What factors make a pumpkin go moldy? Why do leaves change colors? Where does the water in a lake come from? How are rocks made? There are so many opportunities to discuss the seasons and weather and natural world around you. Ask lots of questions and let your children think about the answers and why they think that. Make it safe for them to ask questions and be honest if you don't know the answer. It provides the perfect opportunity to learn together. Finally, talk. The more words children hear, the larger their vocabulary becomes. Don't feel that you need to simplify words for children. Give them the correct vocabulary and terms, and let them practice saying and using the word correctly. Like I mentioned previously, ask lots of questions. See what they're thinking. Getting the correct answer isn't the only important part of solving a problem. Help them think creatively. Ask them to use their creative thinking skills by predicting why things happen and explaining their reasoning to you. As adults, we are constantly modeling positive communication for our little ones by how well we listen, ask questions, and share our perspectives with others. Use new words, difficult words, long words. Children love the challenge. One of the important goals with our children is to help foster lifelong learners and to help them carry this natural curiosity they possess when they're little into their adult lives. Science is an amazing conduit for early literacy skills and can help take the fear and anxiety out of learning these principles later in life. Tell them constantly what phenomenal readers and mathematicians and scientists they are. And most importantly, have fun. You are building strong connections with your child every day that will provide a solid foundation for the rest of their lives. Thank you for everything you do and the many ways you put your heart and soul into what you do as a special grown-up. Thanks so much for joining me. See you next time.